trust is the killer app. A new client retained me last week. I told him I'd write up the agreement and pricing if he wanted, but I didn't need it. He could dump me at any time, and I'd fix to his liking any issue regarding payments. He was fine with that and said he only worked with people he trusted. I told him I've only had one client who ever didn't pay. He offered that that client was the one who really lost out. We'll do great work, because trust is the killer app. But what happens when you corrupt the code in the trust app? This past week, I totally busted two different connections of trust. An extended family member called me out for not looking him up, as I said I would when I was back in Michigan. The same day, one of my daughters got on me for a similar situation where I had said on a few occasions that I would do something for her, and I hadn't. I hate making mistakes, and I suppose even more I hate being called to account. My first instinct is to push back, to protect, justify, or even go on the offensive. Actually, my first instinct is to see if I can avoid the discomfort of the confrontation. But I listened and offered my best apologies to each. Along these lines, I described what I had done as they described it. I empathized with their sense of disappointment and hurt. I expressed my regret that I had done this. I apologized, and I promised I would be more mindful and do better. Both family members accepted my apology graciously. I appreciated that. They rubbed no salt in. The bulleted list that I just described of the things I did matches up with some pretty good research about trust-building apologies. Some researchers suggest adding self-castigation. For example, I'm such a loser. But I disagree with that. I think that makes it about me when I think it's really supposed to be about them. It's like a sneaky trick to gain their kindness for my stupidity. Do you agree? So what do you think? Do you have a similar bullet list, and does it work? Obviously, one has to actually uphold the new promise to re-earn the other person's trust. Yet I have one more question with which I'm still grappling. How do I forgive myself? Despite the forgiveness they offered, I had trouble all week forgiving myself. Further encounters with them have helped, and as I used to tell that daughter when she was a little one, time heals all wounds. But I'm intrigued by the loss of energy and the incompleteness I've felt. Love your thoughts about self-forgiveness and forward movement as you lead with your best self.